Rosella Harlan. January 31st, 2008. Daughter of Tom Hall, son of Alfred Hall. Rosella.
Can you hold on a minute?
Sure.
Can you hold on a minute,
yeah.
Please?
Yeah. Hi, Rosella. This is J.C. Porter.
Okay.
I came over to visit you a few weeks
yeah.
ago. Yeah. Hey, we've been looking some stuff up, and I've got a couple more questions for you.
Hold on just a minute. My hearing aid is up, working right. Hold on. Can you hold on?
Yeah, yeah.
I can hear.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've been looking some things up and had a couple more questions for you. You said that your Uncle Charlie had a son still living.
No, a daughter.
Oh, a daughter still living.
The youngest child. She's born just before Lucy. And they would be 79.
Okay, so that's Charlie's daughter. What's her name?
Edith.
Edith?
Uh-huh.
Do you know where she lives?
She don't live right exactly in Mansfield, I don't think, but she lives somewhere around Mansfield.
So near Mansfield.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what her last name is?
I'm just trying to think. I know the whole family, both groups, but I swear I can't. Klein.
Ada.
Klein.
Klein.
He's passed away. So she's a widow by herself.
So her name is Edith.
Edith, uh-huh.
Okay. And do you remember what his name was?
They called him Bill, I think.
Bill, okay. But he's deceased. Okay.
I think. Now, I'm not sure, but I think.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever seen any pictures of Alfred when he was out there in Oregon?
No. I don't have any pictures except what you gave me. No, I don't know of any pictures.
Okay. Well, we've been looking some things up, and we found some stuff on his daughter out there.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yes, we sure did. Here's what...
And so it's proof to you that I know what I was talking about, didn't it?
You knew pretty close what you were talking about. You sure did. You knew exactly what you were talking about.
I don't know how I knew all that. But I guess I just heard him talking.
Well, her name was Sarah.
What?
Her name was Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah...
I never knew what her name was.
So you never heard him mention that?
Uh-uh.
And she was a senior in high school when she died.
I know, she just real young.
Yeah.
When she died, and it...
Yeah.
Apparently he was crazy. They said he was crazy about her. What about all them others she left?
About his brother?
Isn't that awful?
Oh, yeah, the ones he left in Kentucky. Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. Well, I wonder what happened to his second wife or the woman he was living with out there in Oregon. Did she die?
I don't know who she was, nothing about her. I just knew that he left with a real young woman.
Well, her name was Amanda.
Amanda.
And she was 20 years younger than him.
I knew she was a lot younger. Who told you all that stuff?
We found it in the newspaper out there.
Huh?
We found it in the newspaper out there in Oregon.
Yeah.
Of course, you get on the computer. Matter of fact, I called a man. I talked to a 96-year-old man 2 days ago in Oregon.
And who was that you were talking to?
His name was Tom McClaskey, and he lives in Rainier, Oregon. And we heard that he knew all about the history of that town. So I called him, and I said, I want to find out information about Alfred Hall. And he says, yeah, I knew him. And I said, what do you mean you knew him? And he says, yeah, I knew him. I said, well, how old are you? He says, I'm 96 years old. And he said, Alfred lived just down the hill from us. And he said, Alfred and his wife and his daughter. And so his wife was Amanda. This daughter was Sarah. He remembered when Sarah died, and everybody went to the funeral, because of course it's a small town about the size of Olive Hill, I guess, and he said that Alfred was really nice out there. He knew about the shoe repair shop. We found an ad in the newspaper, I've got a copy of it now, that showed where it said Hall Brothers Shoe Repairs, and they had an advertisement in the newspaper in 1921 out there. Are you sure that you said that Henry came back with him, right?
When he came back, Henry didn't stay.
Okay.
He just came for a visit. But he'd been here. He'd been back home before.
Yeah.
Because I can remember quite a bit about him and his family.
Uh-huh.
His wife. And, as I said, we know some of his grandkids and different things. We knew them.
Yeah. What about his brother, Riley?
I don't know a thing about Riley.
So you didn't know him?
Uh-uh.
And his...
Now, Uncle Alf, we knew him.
Uncle Allison?
Allison, or whatever, but, yeah.
Okay.
We called him Uncle Alf. I knew him.
Okay.
And that was just about the extent of it, of knowing them, because they'd come back, but this before my time, I think. I can't remember them.
Yeah.
They said Tom. I heard that Dad talk about Tom. He's the one of his family was lost in the Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But that's all I know about. I don't
Now that Tom...
All that stuff was before my time.
Tom was living with Alfred in the 1920 census out there in Oregon. We found him there.
He was.
Yeah. And they both, it's for their occupation, it said they both had the shoe repair shop. So I guess Tom and Alfred worked together on that.
I didn't know.
Where in Oklahoma did Tom lose his wife? Did you ever hear that?
Huh?
You said Tom's wife died in the tornado in Oklahoma?
I don't know anything about it. Uncle Henry and Uncle Al are the only ones that I knew anything about.
Okay.
Now, Uncle Henry and Uncle Al both married people from Carter County.
Yeah. Wait, you know, what's strange, what I learned about this daughter, his daughter named Sarah, it says she was born in July of 1906 in Elliott County.
Well, she was born before they left?
Yeah. And it says, then the next line, I'm reading her obituary that was in the newspaper, the next line says, at the age of 3, she came to Rainier with her parents.
Oh?
That's what her obituary says.
Grandpa's been playing around a long time, then, hasn't he?
Well, I guess he had. and this mom, her name, the wife, well, you know, he claims she was his wife. I don't know if they were married or not. But her name was Amanda. And so I'm assuming she was from Elliott County.
Well, I guess he went everywhere preaching.
Yeah.
You know, back in them days, they didn't exactly have what they called pastors. They just, what do they call them? Circuit riders or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
They go from church to church and all around, miles away.
Yeah. So
he was a big, this lady that told me, that knew him, she's a little bit relation, and she said that he was the big shot.
And who was that lady that told you that?
Huh?
Who told you that?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember her name. But I'll tell you, she lived up about in there, about where Edward lived.
Oh, was that right?
And I can't remember what her name was. I can see her in my mind's eye, but I can't remember what her name was.
Yeah.
And she knew, she was just a young girl, but she knew Dad, her grandpa.
Huh.
And she said that he had the finest buggy, you know, running what they call a Surrey.
Yeah.
And she said his real finest, she said, well, in this day and time, it would have been a Cadillac.
Yeah.
And she told me that.
Well,
what was her name? But I swear I can't remember.
Well, you know, this 96-year-old man that I talked to the other night, he said that when Alfred left Oregon, that his wife, Amanda, he thought left with him.
She did leave him. What happened to her then?
I don't know. That's what I can't figure out.
She never wound up in my part of the country. She must have just went someplace else. She didn't come.
Yeah.
As I told you, Uncle Henry and his family and Grandpa was the only ones that come.
And you said they showed up in a car.
Yeah, they had two cars. Grandpa had one, Uncle Henry had one.
And did they drive those cars all the way from Oregon?
Yeah, they come all the way from Oregon. They was forever on the way.
My goodness, that must have taken a long time.
Yeah, by that time, the roads weren't like they are now, but they's pretty good roads.
Yeah. So, wow. So they drove all the way from Oregon. My goodness.
Apparently.
Well, let's see. It says this girl was born in Elliott County in July of 1906 and moved to Rainier, Oregon when she was 3 years old.
All I ever thought was that he took that girl with him.
Yeah.
And they had that baby after that. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah,
as I said, all I know is I just heard talk. I suppose they're ever discussing that with me. I don't recall anybody ever did. I just heard talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How you will.
Yeah.
Hear older people talking.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good hand to remember.
Yeah,
I guess I stuck my foot in. Had no business.
Well, it sure sounds like those people out there in Oregon really liked this girl, because it says,
My grandpa was an awful nice. He was an awful nice man, and real, he was handsome and well, always dressy.
Uh-huh.
He never looked like a working man. He always looked like a businessman.
Yeah.
He wore white shirts and,
yeah,
you know, dressy-like.
So when your grandpa, you said he would come see you when you got out of high school.
Huh?
You said that Alfred, sometimes when you got out of high school, after school was out each day, he would come by and...
He'd watch for me when I'd go by to mine, be going to school.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. See, he'd stand on the porch at the shoe shop. See, where we lived down there, we all lived right almost together. See, now, Grandma's house was first. Then Uncle Stewart had it in the next house. Then there was another two houses. And then there was our house, and then Dad had three along that park. So we owned most that whole road, the halls did.
Hmm.
And one of them two houses that first wasn't halls, Uncle Stewart finally bought it. So there was one house in that stretch that wasn't halls.
Huh.
So we owned that whole side of the hill.
Yeah. So, when you were in high school, he seemed to, that's when he would give you gifts, and when you were in high school is when your grandpa would, you said you were pretty close to your grandpa.
Yeah.
That was probably when you were in high school then.
Yes, I really was. I guess maybe that I might have been the closest of any of them.
Yeah.
You know, because I was the older one and was going to school, and he was interested in that, you know. And then, as I told you, he lived with my grandparents right next door. Of course, I was over there all the time.
Yeah. So
I really guess that he probably was closer to me than any of them, I would say.
Yeah. And I thought you had said that, and then when I found out about his daughter out there, who he lost, she died in 1924. May of 1924 is when she died, and she was a senior in high school, and
well, that might have been the reason he's close to me, you reckon?
That's kind of what I was wondering.
If I wanted to run to college, he was going to help me.
Oh, he was going to help you go to college?
Said he would, yeah.
Huh. Well, I wondered if that didn't have, you know, some...
Could have. It could be. As far as I know, I was the only one that... And I know I was the only one going to high school at that point in time.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be standing... He'd give me money to get my lunch, and they'd give me little trinkets along. And he'd be good to me.
Yeah.
Really good, and I liked him.
Yeah.
Of course, after I got older and had a man done me just about the same way, I had another picture of him. But really, at that point in time, he was good to me and I liked him.
Yeah.
Now, I was about 12 or something, 11 or 12, and he hired me to help to come down and help Grandma clean the house. I even done that on Saturday. He paid me for that.
He had you do what?
And he was just extra good to me.
What did he pay you for, you say?
Huh?
What'd you say he paid you for?
I was helping Grandma clean the house.
Oh, helping clean the house.
Yeah.